Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Before we get started, I want to thank Richmond, Virginia for 6 sold-out comedy shows. We did the
double.
Thank you. Lines wrapped around the building to come see the fool at his best, and I want to say I'm grateful. Laying in the cut is Montgomery, Alabama. I will be there shortly. That would be March 30th, Saturday night at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, along with Earthquake, my man J.J. Williamson, and Celebrity the Comedian, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. Let's get into it. This right here is Can You Do My Makeup? Can you do my makeup? A lot of people want makeup on their face. A lot of people want makeup in various places. I actually want makeup done on my butt. Can you do my makeup? Hey, you want it where you want it. You know what I mean? You want it where you want it. Let's go. All right, some people want a nice made up butt. I want a nice made up butt.
You want it smooth.
No discoloration.
You want a beat.
Beat to the gods.
Yes.
Hello.
Gods.
Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Brandy, please?
Yes, this is Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. My name is Carl. I'm calling. I got a, you came highly recommended. You actually are, I'm sorry, I don't know if I'm saying it right. Is it makeup artist, makeup stylist? What do you call it?
It's makeup artist. I'm a professional makeup artist.
Okay. And you work at the, you work with the makeup counter in...
Correct.
Okay. Listen, I got a photo shoot coming up, and I wanted to see about, sometime this week, maybe the following week, you could actually come and I hire you to actually make me up for my photo shoot. Do you do a lot of photo shoots at all, or you?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I've been in the business for 10 years, so I've been around several photo shoots.
Okay, good deal. So you have any time this week that I can actually just come in and we can do like a trial run or something?
Yeah, I'll actually be here Friday for about 6 hours. Will Friday work for you? I start at 11.
At 11. I mean, I could come in like maybe like around 3 on Friday. Can you squeeze me in at that time?
I sure can.
Okay. What's a good? Is there a certain makeup for men?
It works out the same as for women in photo shoots. You just need some type of cream foundation, something to even out the skin tone, powder you down to take away the oils, cover up any blemishes or anything like that. It's pretty much the same. Of course, you don't get the whole eyeshadow and lashes and stuff. But
right. Well, I'm not thinking all that. But I'm just trying to, just trying to look good on camera. Let me ask you this. How much makeup have you done as far as men? You know what I mean?
Yes, several.
Okay.
So I'm very comfortable with it. You'll be fine, trust me.
That's what I was really worried about, is if you were going to be comfortable with it. Because, have you done... I'm a little conscientious about a few things, you know what I mean? And how many butts have you done?
I'm sorry? How many what?
Like butts, you know, how many butts have you made up?
I haven't made up any butts. Like, are you, like, you mean like asses?
Yeah, I mean, because I'm actually doing a nude photo shoot. And, I got a couple scratches and, some old scars on my butt. And I, like you said, I'm a little shy about, some of that. So I was hoping you could actually make sure that those scars don't show. And, you said you kind of, make sure everything doesn't look oily. You know what I mean? And I just need to get my
No, well, but I didn't understand what you were talking about. I may not be the makeup artist. I'm not going to do your
Okay, but I mean, we're just talking about makeup, though. I mean, you know, you're talking about...
Yeah, but I'm not about to put my makeup brushes that I use on people's faces on your ass. Like, tell your photographer to like, Photoshop that.
Okay,
like,
okay. Well, that's why I'm coming in to see you on Friday. I want you to do everything and make me up there in the store so I can see what it looks like. I want to see...
You were going to come into my job and make me do your... Like, what are you? What planet are you? Where did you think that was going to work? You cannot come into my job. How are you going to come to my job naked? Seriously?
I was going to wear a robe. I'm not going to just, you know, walk
no,
in there naked.
No, you are
naked.
Not. Don't you even think about coming into my job. Who referred you? Who told you? You need to delete this number. Do not. I'm not about to get this job.
Well, I just need to get my ass done. Okay? I don't want to go back and forth with you.
Look,
why is it a problem with you doing my... What is the problem with you doing my butt and putting some makeup on it? Now, if I need to buy you some brushes, I'll buy you some brushes and you can take some brushes.
I don't want you to buy me anything. I don't want you coming into my job. I don't want you calling me ever again to do any kind of work.
I'm coming in there and I am
a professional makeup artist. Clearly, you don't know what that means. So you
and
need
if you're professional, then you will take out the part that's bothering you and do the job, lady. You know what I mean? If my...
I'm going to have to call on you before I get real ignorant. I'm not about to finish this conversation. Do not come into my job. Do not call me to do your That's not going to happen.
So I guess it's safe to go around and let people know that Brandy is not professional because you can't do parts
Look,
of the body.
My reputation is good in the streets, boo. You can't go around and tell anybody that I'm not professional. Nobody ever called me to do their Get some skincare for your How about that? And then you won't need any makeup.
I know you didn't. You're not going to sit here and now start talking about my If I told you some of my deepest secrets to let you know I want to come in there and get some makeup.
Well, that's your bad for telling a stranger your deepest secrets.
Okay, you know what? I'm coming up to your store anyway on Friday, all right? And I'll talk to your boss
don't
and let them know.
Don't let it fool you, okay? You heard me. Don't come in my job. Look, if I lose my job over your foolishness, I guarantee you will be paying all my bills.
Okay, bottom line is I'm coming in there with my robe on Friday. Somebody going to do my butt. You, your manager.
Sir, you're not coming. You know what? How about you come up here right now? How about I go ahead and take care of the situation right now? I'm here now. Can you come right now?
I can come up there right now with my robe.
Okay.
I am a robe now.
Well, bring your butt up here right now. We'll see if your butt gets done. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Well, the bottom line, who is your manager anyway? Where's she at? Is she there?
I am the manager. Now what?
Okay, see, that's what the damn problem is. You got yourself a little position at your job. Now you're trying to throw your weight around. If a person wants to get their butt done, did you see Avatar? Them people have makeup all on their butt, all on their back and everything.
Okay, how about you call them? You call them and ask them to do your butt. Don't call me. I'm hanging up. Do not call me anymore.
They are makeup artists. What are you?
Look, this conversation is over.
Yeah, it's over because you know what? Let me tell you something. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to?
Do you know who you're talking to?
I know who I'm talking to. I'm talking to Brandy. But do Brandy know who Brandy talking to?
Clearly somebody who is ignorant.
Okay, well, let me tell you who I am. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend, Carmen.
You are lying. I'm getting off the phone. Why y'all do that? That is not cool. I hope nobody's listening. You just made me act real stupid.
I got you, girl. I got you
good. You're doing good. With the butt? Yeah, for real. Get you some skincare. Get some skincare to take care of them problems.
Hey, baby, I got one more thing I got to ask you. What is the baddest? And I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Oh, the damn Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And there you have it. But stupid is still here. A little late with the stupid this morning, but I am here, you know. Can you do my makeup on my butt? Or like a buffet, a buff facial, you know, that would be a butt facial. A buff facial.
What?
I can't stand you.
Steve, there's nothing you can do about this.
You get facials on your face, get a bottle.
When a person been stupid this long.
Yeah.
Just let them be.
Really, you know. I mean, we damn near out of time.
Hey, you old. Hey, do nothing with it.
All right, well.
A butt scrub, a nice butt scrub.
But don't give up on your dreams, though, please.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.